Hey, this is Kyle Wood, and you're listening to The Group Fitness Experience. Welcome back to The Group Fitness Experience, the podcast where I delve into how to create a group fitness business that delivers not just workouts, but a transformative experience for your clients so that you as a trainer can have more success, flexibility, and fulfillment. All right, on to today's topic. This has been inspired by another podcast episode I saw, and I sat down and was like, oh, can I come up with 24 ways to find more clients for, you know, being 2024? And I think I've got about 27. So it says 24 because that's a more catchy title, but it's something, no matter which stage your business is at, like even if you're well established, we always need to be adding some more clients in, because there's always going to be attrition. You know, there's always going to be people moving away, changing jobs, falling sick, going on extended holidays and things like that, that can bring our numbers down. And if we're not consistently bringing in new people from time to time, then that's going to lead to lulls in your business in the future. Today, I'm not suggesting you do all 24 of these. This is an idea storms. And so the idea of this is that you'll have a listen through today's podcast episode and hopefully walk away with one, two, maybe three ideas that you'll implement. But the idea is definitely not to do everything. And then this podcast episode will stay here. So the next time you feel like you need some new ideas to find clients, come back and just listen to it again, and I'm sure you'll get something different out of it. Now, before we get into that, I do want to mention that this week, the 5x5 challenge on Bootcamp Ideas has started. So if you're not familiar with that, it's a little 5-day challenge where your goal is to get 5 new clients. So hey, you might use some of these things today, but I'll also walk you through in more of a step-by-step format a really tried and trusted way to find new clients that will maybe a little bit outside your comfort zone. But like, everything you want is outside your comfort zone anyway, when you think of success and freedom. So it's not a bad place to be, especially if you feel like things have been a bit flat for you lately. Maybe that's the thing that needs to be different. It's the same. I like, as we're all trainers, to always bring things back to fitness analogies, because, you know, if we've been training, exercising for a long time, our fitness level can plateau, and simply doing the same thing we've always been doing isn't the thing to get through a plateau. We've got to go out, find new information, find a different training technique, maybe do a completely different style of training for a while, just to keep our interest in exercising, if, you know, doing the same old isn't working for us anymore. So that's what the 5x5 challenge is. It'll hopefully give you a new way of doing things. And by giving you the challenge of doing it in 5 days, hopefully you'll feel, you know, a bit of excitement to make a change to your bootcamp or your group fitness classes in such a short period of time. Sometimes it can seem like things take so long. So, the link to that is below in the show notes. Now, the other thing I want to mention is that, depending on you listening to this, you may have heard the news drop that as I record this, it's not live. It's live, but it's not open to the public. On a new pass for Bootcamp Ideas, and it's called the All Access Pass. And what this does, it gives you pretty much like 85% of what I offer, all for one low price. And the goal here for this is really to give you, like, there's so many expensive courses and things out there, and fair enough, some of them have to pay fees back to RTOs and things like that. And I don't have those overheads. And I don't believe that learning the basic skills you need to survive and thrive in the fitness industry should be held up behind expensive paywalls. So I'm trying something different. I'm putting everything together. It's one low fee. It's just like a fitness registration fee kind of pricing. It's not going to break your bank, but it is going to give you access to some really high quality content, courses, workshops that will help you grow your group fitness classes or bootcamp in the future, or, you know, just help you create a better business, one that's better for your clients, one that's better for you, one that's better for your community. So I think if you like liking the podcast, liking the vibe of the podcast so far, it'd be totally your cup of tea. And I'll include a link below. Actually, a link below will appear next week when it's officially open. But for now, I just wanted to give you a heads up that that's happening. And if you're listening to this in the future, you'll be able to find that below. All right. So now I've got 24 ways for you to find more clients. And I need to get through them before this podcast ends. So let me get my list up. So I've broken these into different areas of your business. So I'll go through the area, and then I'll go through the way is, and then I'll share a little bit more information or a story on each one as we go as well. So just while I'm babbling on at the start here, maybe you could be opening a note-taking app or grabbing a paper and a pen. So as you listen to this, if you are listening to this while walking or driving, just what I want you to do is make a mental note of one or two things. Maybe pull your phone, not while you're driving, but if you're walking, pull your phone out and make a mental note, or make an actual note of one of the things you want to do. And I'll try and timestamp these. So if you go to the website, Bootcamp ideas, you better go back to the specific way if you need to listen to it again. All right, so let's jump in. So the first area we're going to look at is branding. So branding helps you get clients because it tells people what your business is about. So number one is to hire a professional photographer to take some photos of your class. Professional just means someone you're paying. So it doesn't necessarily have to be someone who charges $10,000 an hour. There's a range of professional photographers out there, and you'll be surprised when you put things out to your community that you'll probably find some. For example, I had a client who took food photo. It was a food photographer. So they, like the catalogs you get from the supermarket, she took the photos, arranged the food and took the photos for those. So, she was happy as a one-off to take photos of one of our classes. So yeah, so put the word out there, see what comes back. Also ask if they'd be happy to take a couple of headshots of you as well while you're there, because that's always handy. And perhaps if they're happy to switch their camera over to video mode and take some little video clips too. Definitely ask if you can have access to all of the photos they take, because it's really up to you. Sometimes as part of the package, they'll only give you like a few photos that are done. But I think ask if you can get all of the photos, because you can use these on your website, you can use them for social media. You'll just find, you pay for this once and you'll use it again and again and again and again. So it's very much worth it. Number two is to take the time to define your values. So Brené Brown has a great Brené Brown has a great workbook for this, or like a little worksheet for defining your values. Why is that important with finding clients? Because if it's not clear what you and your business stands for, it makes it hard to connect with other people. But by being clear in yourself of what you stand for, what your values are, it makes it much easier for you to connect with other people from that place. Take the time. Number three, take the time to define your ideal client. So who is it that you want to train? And remember, training everyone is not an answer. There is a type of person who you want your stuff to be for, and there'll be people who don't fit into that category. For example, running boot camps, I knew I was never going to convert the average gym goer who just wants to pay a cheap gym membership to come outside in the rain and train with me. It just wasn't going to happen. But there was a certain type of person who would. So by learning who that person was and how to speak to them, made marketing my business much easier. Number four, work out what makes your bootcamp or group fitness classes unique. So take the time to have a think about what is different to your bootcamps or group fitness classes. And if you struggle to answer this after working on it for a while, maybe it's an opportunity to change things up. Maybe you have accidentally created something that's a little bit too similar to what everyone else is doing. So what can you change in your business to say, hey, I'm not going to be for this whole group of people I initially thought I'd be for. I'm going to be for this little sliver of people who aren't being served in our community. Now, that's obviously easier. The bigger, like if you live in a more built up area, you can go more and more niche. If you live in more of a rural area, it's harder, but you've probably got less competition. So it'd be easier to work out what makes me different. All right, number five. Now we're going to move into making the most of the online world. So number five is create a website and search engine optimize it to your local area. I've mentioned this before. I have a fake website that I use to show other trainers how to set up their websites. Like it's like a demo site, basically, demonstration site. I have done very limited SEO work on it. I still get people who live in the area where this fictional bootcamp is emailing me asking to join the bootcamp, and the bootcamp doesn't exist. Those are free leads that I'm getting. So that's a very busy, highly competitive area that this is set in. So yes, so take the time, set up a website, learn some basic SEO, which is just really writing where your bootcamp is and mentioning it a few times, and away you go. Number six, list your business on Google and Apple Maps. Doesn't take very long. Another way that people can review and find your business. Number seven, make sharing testimonials a weekly practice. So you're probably already posting on social media or something like that. Start collecting your testimonials, and it's okay to share the same testimonial more than once. So once you finish, if you're like, oh, I've run out of testimonials, sure, ask for some more, but also just go back to the start and start sharing the old ones again. But this is social proof, and this is what helps other people look at your business and say, hey, this might be for me. This works for this other person. This might be for me too. Number eight, set up your brand and templates in Canva. So if you're not already using Canva, get onto it. It's a great tool. If you're doing anything online, man, like this was not around when I started my bootcamp, and I had to make everything in Microsoft Publisher and things like that. And now, you know, you can just go on Canva and you can type in fitness promotion, and it'll give you like a bazillion templates that you can choose from. Now, by setting up your brand, so what font your brand uses and what colors your brand uses, you can take one of those templates, hit your brand colors, and it will automatically change the template to your brand. So this is just a little hack. How does this help you find more clients? It helps you spend less time agonizing over designing things and stuff like that, which probably isn't your forte as a trainer, and instead means you can get stuff, you can get the word out on what you're doing, and get more clients. Number nine, make all roads lead to your main service. So if your main thing that you offer, maybe you do PT, maybe you do groups, you do a bit of different stuff, which one of those is the main thing that you want to grow right now? So if it's your boot camps, make everything lead back to directly to your boot camp information page. So links on your website, links on your social media accounts, make sure they're all updated and that they're not going to old links or old offers that you used to have. Number 10 of how to find more clients is to learn some basics of about copywriting or design, whichever one floats your boat. So copywriting is just the art of writing, pretty much. And design is making things look nice. So which of those appeals to you already? It's worth learning some of the best practices for both of them, because it's just going to make your life so much easier rather than just guessing. So the beauty about today is that you can find social media accounts, websites, you can find so much of this stuff for free on the internet. So just have a bit of a Google, have a bit of a look around your social media platforms, ask people who you learn this stuff from, and away you go. And that's going to make a big difference, because design is all about making things look nice, which is about getting people's attention. That's going to help you get more clients that way. Copywriting is about the art of writing. And if you can write in a way that resonates with people, that's going to get you more clients too. Now, we've covered online. Notice I didn't really talk specifically about social media stuff, because I didn't want this to turn into just another social media strategy type thing. Because honestly, I think social media should not be your strategy. It is part of your strategy. So I've already talked about a few things you can use in conjunction with social media, but you'll notice that I'm looking at them from a bigger, more strategic view. And we're using social media as a tool instead of as the be all and end all. So let's talk about getting offline. So what am I up to? Number 11. Number 11 is to run a workshop for your community or another existing community group. So your business is local. You might run virtual stuff. That's fantastic. But largely, your business serves a local community. So a great way to get more members is to get out in the community. So have a look at what places in your area you can rent fairly cheaply and for a few hours and run a workshop there. And often these will be community-centric places that will have their own marketing engine as well. So not only are you running something new that you can then invite people to, which I'll talk a little bit about in one of the other tips, how to promote those a bit better, but you're also tapping into another person or business or council or shire who've got some reach, and they're also promoting this thing for you. So it's a win-win. And same thing with another existing community group. You might reach out to a specific group that's sort of fitness adjacent in your community and ask them, that meets up regularly, and ask them, hey, can I come in and run a specific workshop on X or Y or Z? All right, number 11, I think we're up to. No, we're up to number 12. Create a simple eye-catching flyer and post it on local community boards. Every town I've been to has local community boards. So work out where yours are and then create a flyer. Very just simple, a flyer. Go ahead and use a QR code as well, and then post it on your local community board. So go and make copies of it. No need to. You can still create, back in the day we had the old you'd cut and put your number and email address and stuff at the bottom, and then people could tear it off and take a copy with you. Now you can just put a QR code on the flyer and they can just scan that with their phone and go straight to your website. Number 13, place an ad in a community or school newsletter. Hey, maybe instead of spending ad money on Facebook or Google, which are huge companies that don't really need your money anyway, what local community newsletters or groups survive on other local businesses putting ads in their newsletter? This is a great way. I would do it more than once. You probably want to think about maybe I'll do this for 3 months or 6 months, because people need to see your brand a few times in this type of marketing before they take action. Unless that is you've got a specific offer that's time-based that you might want to like ramp up and sort of be everywhere. So you might use a combination of these things at once, like the flyers and the newsletter and more. Number 14, talk to people about what you do. Like, this is, I see trainers who do this successfully and they get a lot of clients just by simply everyone knowing they're a personal trainer. And maybe you're like, oh, I don't really want people knowing about my life that much and what I do. But you probably should pick a different career path then, because one of the easiest ways to find new clients is just to be known in your community. So people are like, when they think, oh, I need to get fit, or I want to work on my exercise, or I want to get healthier, and they think of you. That's what we want. So it also helps to know, going back to thinking about what makes you unique and who you want to serve, because then you can really share that with other people as well. So, hey, yeah, I really work with this specific type of client, and the person might go, hey, that's me, or hey, I know someone who might be a good fit for you. So there you go. Number 15, purchase some signage for your vehicle and to display where you run your sessions. So spend a bit of money. If you're not good at design, get someone to help you put together some signage for your vehicle, or for like an A-frame, or you've got those like flags that you kind of weigh down. I'm not sure what they're called, but you see them getting used a bit in marketing. And yeah, have that out while you train people, so people know, oh, they don't have to like try and Google you or something like that. They can just find you very easily. Again, QR codes are your friends. You know, if you don't have a website, have the QR code go to your Instagram or something like that, so that just people can get in touch with you very easily. Make it super easy for people. Same with your car. You don't even need to have necessarily big signage all over your car. You can get those magnet signs. Have a think about it. This might be, and if you're training people in a prominent place, your car is parked in a prominent place, it's not going to hurt to have this. Number 16, now we're moving into some more community focused things. So this is how to leverage your existing clients to get more clients. So number 16 is to run a Bring a Friend Month challenge. So pretty straightforward. Some sort of challenge or competition where people earn points, or they get some sort of reward for bringing friends along during that month. Number 17, reach out to some clients you haven't attended in a while. If you're looking for a system of how to do that, check out my 5x5 challenge that I mentioned at the start of this call, because you can use that system to reach out to missing clients and to kind of, I don't like it, like reactivate them, but basically to like check in with them and be like, hey, this is what I'm up to. You might be ready to come back. And it works. It works so well. So many clients, like if you're a genuinely like, or a fairly nice person and people had a pretty good experience with you, chances are that they're open to coming back to train with you. But maybe just something during that period of their life prevented them from being able to come to your class as much as they would like. You don't know if things have changed for them. You don't know if what circumstances. And people are busy, so they're like, oh yeah, I really need to get back. How many people have you heard who have gym memberships? They're like, oh, I need to get back to the gym. Oh yeah, I need to get back. Yeah. And they turn to their partner and they're like, yeah, we need to get back into going to the gym. We need to get back into eating healthy. Yes, we're going to get back into eating healthy. And all this kind of stuff. People, they want to do it, but sometimes they just need something to respond to. And so, yeah, check out the 5x5 challenge. And you can use that with clients who've gone missing, who went away on holiday, never came back. It's a great way to get people going again. Now I've lost count of what I'm up to. I think I'm up to number 18. Yes, run a workshop for your clients. So before I mentioned run a workshop for your community, why not run a workshop for your clients? And hey, you can add in the bring a friend thing here too. Bring a friend. Tickets are 2 for 1. So you buy a ticket, you get a second person coming along. yeah, pick something that your clients are really interested in or something that you've learned that's new, and find a space and go for it. Number 19, write out and send a newsletter. So again, for reactivating clients, there's nothing better than a regular newsletter. You might be like, oh, only half the people read it when I read a newsletter. That's okay. I'll tell you, if you're posting stuff on social media, half the people are not seeing that. So if you're sending an email, half the people are opening it, you're doing very well. So yeah, look at, I've got lots of advice on writing good email newsletters, and it's changing. There's so many different ways to do it, and that's the beauty of it. Like, it's hard to get it wrong. So doing something is absolutely better than nothing. And lately I've been really enjoying this other author, or this other copywriter. Her name's Nicole Coutier, I think, from memory. Anyway, her website's nicolecopy.com. She'll actually send you, as part of a newsletter, a prompt each week, so something to think about. She is a little bit woo-woo, which I like, but if you're not into that, then you probably won't be into this. All right. So that was remind me, people listening. I just did 19, didn't I? So now we're up to number 20. Sorry, I've got these as bullet points, not numbered, because of the way I've got them spread out. So another one for you for working with your community is to set up a system to get regular testimonials. So before I mentioned you should be sharing testimonials every week, a system to get regular testimonials is a great way. And these are not hard to come up with. I just came up with one today. So maybe I'll do an episode on this. Like this really simple, because, you know, it's always hard. You ask people for testimonials and then they don't. They forget to send them to you, and you remind them, and then after a while you just start feeling a bit awkward. This is a way that I think will overcome that and get really good testimonials in a short period of time. So yeah, I haven't decided if that's going to be something. Is that going to be a workshop in the All Access Pass, or will I just do a podcast episode on it? You let me know. If you're listening to this and you're interested, find a way to let me know, please. Which brings us, that was 20, wasn't it? So now we're up to 21. And looking down the list here, I do have 27. So I have gone through it, but that's all right. Number 21 is to host a fundraiser workout. This is one I came across again recently, and I was like, oh, that's so good. That's something I don't see much at the moment. You see collaborations, but you don't see people doing, you know, you see people on Facebook who are like, oh, instead of giving me a present, you can donate to this charity. Facebook's got that cool system for that. But you don't see people, like, I don't see trainers doing fundraiser type challenges or workouts or things like that. I think part of it is because, you know, recently financial stuff's been tough, but there is an element of trust with your community, which is still another topic for the community, where you say, hey, I'm going to show up for you guys, and I'm going to do stuff for you, and I'm going to give you a lot, and I'm going to trust that that's going to come back to me through this community. That's something I see missing in new trainers who are entering the industry, because they're kind of seeing like the Instagram thing, and they're like, oh yeah, I'm just going to like go on Instagram and get some followers and stuff like that. And it's lacking this sense of trust, where it feels more manipulative, because it's like, well, I'm going to just grow my followers to a reach where I can, you know, I'm at the minimum level of followers to start getting brands to sponsor me, and then I'm going to make money that way. And it's just, that's so gross. So anyway, back to fundraiser workouts. So I've seen this done in two ways. So the first way is that you do cover your costs. So perhaps you're going to do a workout and it's going to be followed by a lunch. And maybe, yeah, you're not in a position where you can put on a lunch for like 30 people. So what you would just say to people is like, the tickets cost $15, $20 or whatever. Five of that goes to covering the cost for the day, and the rest is going to go to this charitable cause that I'm supportive of. Now, with the fundraiser workout, bonus points if you can get other businesses involved too. This is a great way to build relationships with other businesses because you can reach out and say, hey, I'm running this fundraiser workout and a lunch, and I just wondered if you have anything you want to donate or if you want to get involved and have your clients come. And suddenly you're running this community event that is going to expose you to new people. So that's what you get out of it. Not only do you get to feel good because you're like, yeah, we raised X dollars for this charity, but also by getting other people involved, you're spreading your reach so you can impact and help more people. All right. So that wraps up our community section. And that was 21, wasn't it? So now we're on to 22, which is, this is all about doing something new. If you feel like you've got the same 5-6 people rocking up to all of your classes, it's time for your business to do something new. Unless it's completely out of your control in terms of the environment around you that's stopping people from signing up with you, simply trying to market harder doesn't usually help in this situation. So that's where I find doing something new can be the thing that really starts attracting people's interest to your business. And also for people who've kind of been like following along and lurking in the shadows and kind of interested in signing up, suddenly by you doing something new, that can be the thing that gives them an opportunity to say, yes, I want to sign up. So number 22 is to start and promote a new type of class. Go do a course, workshop, something like that. Maybe there's a class that you've been thinking, oh, I really want to run. I don't know if this would be popular, but I really want to run it. And this doesn't mean you need to change what you're already doing. It just means it's time to try something new. 23, open a class in a new area. So you've always run the same 4 classes each week in the same park. Go ahead, open the class in a new area. All right, on to number 25. So we're into the bonus ones now. So number 25 is perhaps you don't want to open a class in a new area. Number 25 is to add a second class time adjacent to your most popular time. So what I mean by that is maybe you have what's your most popular class each week? Maybe it's at 6 p.m. on a Wednesday night for some reason. 5 p.m. on a Wednesday night or 7 p.m. on a Wednesday night would be a great time to run an additional class. And you will find you'll get some people moving from the existing class, but you will also find that you'll open up a new group of people who are also keen to train on that evening, but couldn't do, 6 p.m. was too late for them or too early for them or whatever. So that's something to try as well. Number 26, run a limited time offer. When there's a deadline or something, people tend to act on it. And I don't like fake deadlines because that's just false scarcity. Sign up for this thing and there's only, you see it online a lot. See evergreen sequences and things like that. An offer with an end date. So if you sign up for this challenge or for this X dollars for 4 weeks or whatever it is that you've got, it puts people into a yes-no mindset. So instead of yes-no or maybe later, which is what a lot of people do, actually usually it's like yes or maybe later, it helps with those people who've maybe been keep answering, oh, yeah, I'll do this later, I'll do this later, I'll do this later. And suddenly there's this offer and they're like, ah, okay, now's the time that I'm going to get started. So you can do this in an absolutely non-slimy, gross, smarmy way. And last one, number 27, book into a course or workshop that you've been wanting to do. So this is where you do something new. It's not about changing anything with your business. It's simply you signing up and doing something different. And I've always found that doing a course or a workshop is just such a great way to add new energy to myself, which then comes through in my classes and comes through in my marketing and bleeds into everything. So this is more of like a mindset hack than anything else. Plus, you've now got a new skill set that you can bring back to your classes and that's going to help with retention, and that's going to help you grow as a trainer. So there you go, 27 ways to find more clients in 2024. I hope you really enjoyed this format, and I hope there's one or two things that you got out of this that you're just like, ah, yes, I'm going to do that. And again, like, I hope that's giving you energy to be like, oh, maybe you've been feeling a bit down and now you're excited about the idea of trying something. And that's what running a business is. It's not linear. It's not like, oh, I'm awesome. Next week, I'm more awesome. Next week, I'm more awesome. No, it's, oh, everything's going so awesome. And then the week after that, it's, oh, I hate my life. And then the week after that, it's like, oh, but this thing is really cool. And then the week after that, it's like, oh, I suck and I can't. I don't know how to do this. I'm going to quit. That is the nature. That is the roller coaster of running your own business. And it's fantastic. And we trade those lows for those highs because this is what I'm talking about with being a group fitness experience. Like, what you create and give people is amazing. And so I just want to acknowledge you before I sign off on this podcast that the work you're doing is good work. It's needed work. We need face-to-face communities where we're getting together and doing something positive. And that's what you offer. So even though it might be hard, even though you might not be sure if you can do this, like, what a ride and what an impact you're leaving on the people who you are helping. And that is worth, that is 100% worthwhile. That is not something you're going to look back at the end of your life and regret and be like, oh, I wish I didn't help so many people. No. And leave you with this little other tidbit, you know, social media and the way online stuff is, it's driving us into a comparison where our brains are comparing ourselves to other people so quickly. And I think that's making people feel really insecure again about, am I doing the right thing? Is it right? Because, you know, is the dollar sign attached to what I'm doing? Does that make it the right thing that I'm doing? Because I'm not earning what this other person's earning. Am I unsuccessful? And you have to define your own version of success. Maybe your version of success is just being excited about Mondays, which a lot of people can't, you know, that's not their thing. Maybe you're excited because, your version of success is that someone messaged you this week and said, hey, I was having a really tough week this week and then I did your workout and I felt so much better. Could that be success for you? Could that be success beyond monetary success for you? I hope the money's there. I want you to stay in business. But I don't think we should be choosing this industry just for the money. I think there needs to be something underneath that that drives us. And the great thing about that is that's what's going to get you through those low weeks. And that's what's going to help you ultimately find more high weeks. So, I'm going to leave it there. Signing off for the week. Hope you're having a great week. Again, the podcast is very new. So, if you didn't catch last week, please, any thumbs up, ratings, anything you can leave in your podcast app right now would be amazing. Would help me get the word out. Helps get the podcast getting some momentum. And I'm looking forward to bringing more awesome episodes for you in the future. And don't forget to sign up for the 5x5 challenge. You can click the link below to read more information about that and get started. It's free. Did I mention it's free? It's free. So you just need your email address and I'll send you the deets. All right, that's it. Have a great week and I'll be back next week.